yesterday in this chapter that we should have moderation in our optional nafil ibadah. For us, wajib that we have to do full, and the nafil that we should have optional. We read a little bit of a lengthy hadith, and there are various versions of this hadith, so we'll read another version today. وفي روايه and in another narration it comes ألم أخبر أنك تصوم النهار وتقوم الليل. With regard to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله تعالى عنه, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, isn't it that I've been informed about you that you keep every day roses and the whole night you make ibadat? قلت بلى. He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, that is true. In other words, he was happy with what he was doing, and in his mind, he was doing something very good. قال فلا تفعل. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, don't do so much. Don't exert yourself so much. Sum wa aftir. Keep roza and pray, and don't keep roza also. Don't keep everyday rozas. Watanam wa qum. And sleep also at night, and get up for ibadat also. In other words, do it in moderation and balance it. Finally, jasadika alayka haqqa. This narration has got these different words in them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your body has also got a right on you. Don't overwork your body. How much it can do, do so much. Wa inna li'aynika alayka haqqa. And your eyes also have got a right over you. In other words, sleep also. Take your rest also. Allah has made a human in that way. Wa inna lizawjika alayka haqqa. And your wife. Your wife has also got a right over you. Fulfill her rights also and see to her as well. وَإِنَّ لِزَوْرِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. And your guest also has got a right over you. When the guests come, then give them also time. And be good to them also and socialize with them also accordingly. وَإِنَّ بِحَسْبِكَ أَن تَسُومَ فِي كُلِّ شَهْرٍ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. And this is sufficient for you that in every month you keep three rozas. And that preferably the ayyam ibir, the 13th, 14th and 15th. If you do that, فَإِنَّ لَكَ بِكُلِّ حَسَنَةٍ أَشْرَ أَمْسَادِهَا. If you will do so, Allah Ta'ala gives for every good deed 10 in return. So it will be like you kept not 3 rozas, 10 for each one, so 30 rozas. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ سِيَامُ الدَّهَرِ. And that is keeping rozas the whole year, all the time. You're keeping 3 rozas, you're getting the sawab for the whole month. Every month you keep, so it is like every month you are keeping the full month's roza. So you are keeping like the whole year rozas, the sawabs you are getting. And this is also the great mercy of Allah, that the effort is so little, that you're only keeping 3 rozas a day, and you are getting the sawab for the whole month, and as though you are fasting all the time, the whole year. And that is encouragement for us who we are not doing anything. We should try and keep the 3 rozas, the great rewards also, and great benefits for the body also. Health benefits also very great. And if we can, we should try and keep Monday and Thursday rozas also. All this is great reward and great benefits as well. فَشَدَدْتُ فَشُدِّدَ عَلَيَّ. But I made it more hard for me. I said I can do more, and then it was made more harder for me. As with what I want to, what I promised I will do, not only that I will carry on doing this, but I made a vow that you will carry on. And then what he agreed to on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had to carry out that his whole life. قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي أَجِرُ قُوَّةً. I find I've got more strength than that. That seems to be very little for me. Just to keep 3 rozas a month seems very little. I can do more. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سُمْ صِيَامَ نَبِيَّ مَا دَعُودُ وَلَا تَزِدْ عَلِيهِ. keep the roza of the Nabi of Allah, Dawood alayhi salam, and do not do more than that. Qultu wa ma kana siyamu Dawood. I ask, what was the roza of Dawood alayhi salam, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam is referring to? What is that roza? Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said, nisfud dahar, half of the year, half of the time. That is one roza he should keep, one day, next day no roza. Every second day roza, every second day no roza. So like half of the year, he should keep roza. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged that. فَكَانَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَقُولُ. Then Abdullah Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, later in his life he used to say, بَعْدَمَا كَبِيرًا. After that he had become old, and now he did not have all that strength to keep every day roza and to stay awake and make ibadat every night. But he had promised me on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will do that. So afterwards he used to say, يَا لَيْتَنِي قَبِلْتُ رُخْصَةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. What a pity, if only I had accepted what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made easy for me. Had I accepted that, it should have been easy for me. But now in my old age, I can't manage it, but I promised I would do it, and now I find it very hard, but I have to do it, sir. So we should take Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, whenever he was offered from Allah Ta'ala anything, which one was a difficult thing and one was the easy thing, he chose the easy thing. So we shouldn't make life difficult for ourselves also. But of course, again, a reminder that this is for those people who are doing so much ibadat, every day roza, every night ibadat, not for people like us who are keeping no nafil roza. We make no nafal ibadat. We still have to start and go a long way to do before we can come to any balance or make it anything left. We have to still start and make a lot of start with our nafal ibadat, at least with our first namazas, the nafils which are there, the two nafils of Zohar, the four sunnats of Asr, after Maghrib the two nafils, after Isha the four nafils, at least that we should start with. And then even more we should try and do, and try and keep at least three rozas a month. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.